91.1 WEDM. Welcome back to another Cooking with Coach. I'm, of course, Quavell Cook, a.k.a. Vels. Y'all better much know me as, or should know me as. And, of course, we have the one and only Mr. Coach Kirshner. Say what's up.
Hey, good. Glad to be back. Another week.
It is another week. We are in week four. Week five.
Week five,
Always get confused. Week five right now, of course, last game was against Lawrence Central. And, of course, your Warriors came out on top 25-16. Yep, 25-16. I remember the score. So, very close game. On the surface level, it looked very early on. It looked like a little blowout. Obviously, Lawrence Central got a little, not to spoil y'all or anything, but hopefully y'all watched the game. But Lawrence Central got a little motion going into that second or that final half slash quarters. So let me get your thoughts on, of course, closing out the game and what it was, especially on the defensive end of getting stops.
Yeah, well, I thought we played as good a first half as we've played all year. You know, we were up 17-0 at half. I thought we controlled the line of scrimmage on both sides in the first half. I thought we ran the ball extremely well. You know, we came out quick, forced a quick turnover, got some good field position, blocked a punt for a safety. You know, then the offense put a drive together. You know, we're up 10-0, get another score before half. We're up 17-0, and felt really good going in at halftime that we were doing what we wanted to do. We were running the ball, we were controlling the line of scrimmage, and we were making Luters throw the ball. More so than trying to run. He's such a dangerous runner and such a gifted athlete, number three for LC. We worked really hard all week on keeping him in the pocket. Not that he can't throw, because he's an excellent thrower too, but we didn't want him beating us with his legs, and that was a big concern of ours. Second half, we had some great drives going on offense, and then we'd have a holding penalty or a blocking downfield penalty, and you know, we'd go forward 20 yards and back 10 yards, and we just never really got anything sustained. It became a real struggle. And then, you know, LC made some adjustments at halftime that put us in a little bit of conflict. And, you know, we go into the fourth quarter up 17-8, and then we put a drive together, a really good drive. We start the fourth quarter with the ball, and we go on a 14-play drive. Where we're just running it. There's no mixing or matching. There's no hiding what we're doing. This is what we're doing. And we ran 5 minutes off the game clock. And you know, at that point, it's 25-8. You know, we had the big touchdown pass to Jay Holman from Keith Jackson, and we're up 25-8. But the drive that was the most important was we didn't score. You know, we started with 12 minutes on the game clock and got it down to 7. And somebody said, well, you didn't finish the drive with a touchdown. You're absolutely right. We did not. But what we did finish was a whole lot of time. And at 25-8, they were still down 17 points, which means they needed 3 full possessions. And now the game becomes, do they have enough time to get 3 possessions? Well, we get a stop. We get the ball back. We don't really move it. We line up to punt. We tried something different with our punt formation, and they blocked it. Got a short field, but it still took them 4 minutes to punch it in. So now it's 25-16. Game looks a little closer than what it is, but they still need 2 possessions, you know. And then offensively, we went out there, and James Clark had a big run, and we took it down to their 20 and then started taking a knee, and the game was kind of over at that point. But I was real pleased. I thought we ran the ball really well, still struggling in the passing game. I thought our defensive front did a nice job containing their athletes. Number 7, their big tight end, is a man. Luters, I think, is an excellent quarterback. Obviously, their stud receiver Duff did not play, and that hurt them a little bit. But we were able to control it. Statistically, they did not have a good night throwing the ball or running the ball against us. So I was real pleased with how our defense played. Special teams made some big plays. You know, we had a block punt this week that scored 2 points, and we did some good things in the kick return game. Still struggling with our kickoff team. We're struggling to kick it. We're struggling to cover it, and it continues to be a problem. We're working hard. We worked hard yesterday in practice trying to fix it, but we need to make some adjustments and kind of shore that thing up, because kickoff return right now is a problem for us.
We'll say. Talent is obviously there, but hard work would be any talent is if it's a match. But, of course, like you said, the defense, I want to highlight some few players I've seen very energetic, you know, coming back or afterwards. Of course, my little cousin, Jerry J. Finch, very active. He was very in tune. Tyrone Burris, Damian Shanklin, obviously big guys. They were very active, very excited. JoJo Starks, the defensive team, Sean Pennington too. Like, I can go on and on, but the energy is obviously there with them. And on the offensive side, things were rolling very early on. Of course, Keith Jackson, very active. Tell me about his play and what you liked about that.
Well, he had two really good touchdown runs and then the touchdown pass. So he's an integral part of everything we do. And he's each week he gets a little bit better on what he's doing and what he's reading and the option part of the game that we're working on. And as he keeps doing that, good things will happen with our offense because we got good running backs. We got an excellent offensive line, you know, just about all seniors up front coming back. We run two really good junior running backs and a senior running back in Jayshon McCullough. You know, got the juniors and James Clark and Jalen McMoore. We've got our young receiving crew and Hester and Chaz Cordley and Kyron Williams and those guys. So our youth is growing up a little bit. They're going to have to grow up a whole lot more this coming week with Ben Davis and on the road again. Then they're going to have to really grow up. But we're getting better, and it's a process. It's like I tell everybody all the time when we were 0-2 and the Wolves were at the door and clamming for my head and wanting me fired and all that. You know, we're going to make the playoffs. Everybody makes the playoffs. There's no reason to panic here. You know, we've got it back to 500, and we've got a tough road test this week at Ben Davis, and we're going to have to see kind of what we're made of now.
Yeah, definitely. And as you touched on early in the episode, coaching, LC obviously made some coaching changes. How have y'all made some coaching changes? Of course, two game winning streak, better than 1-3, better than 0-4. So obviously, like you said, over 500, and it is the players, of course, playing the game, but in the behind the scenes, obviously the coaches, the game plans, the plays itself. Tell me about that.
Well, we you know, after you went 0-2, and I, you know, we had a chance to win the game at Fort Wayne Carroll. We kind of got beat up against Fort Wayne Snyder. So after the game at Fort Wayne Carroll, we kind of went back and said, all right, let's go back, not to basics, because I hate that. It makes it sound like you didn't do anything all summer, and that's not true. We worked really hard all summer and thought we could do some things better than we were able to do them. And so we had to go back and maybe refine would be a better word, what we can or can't do well based on the talent level that we have, and then make some adjustments within our personnel to make sure, you know, we've got kids like Marcus Bell and C.J. Snorton who are helping out on offense now, and that we're using the tools and the talent that we have to better meet the needs of our kids and the scheme we're trying to run.
Definitely. As you said, a lot of players stepped up last game. And, of course, the last few games, a few players getting some more reps and some players, you know, having to take a step back. But like you said, big game this Friday, Ben Davis. Feels like a game that almost everyone has on their calendar just circled like Christmas Day. But tell me about that, of course, excitement, worries, or, you know, how your mindset is heading into this game.
Well, I think we're in a pretty good spot. It's a great test, mid-year test for us. We really don't have any slouch games on our schedule. You know, you get done with this, you get Pike, you get LN, who's 4-0, Carmel, who's 2-2, Christian Brothers, who's 4-0. And so there's really no breaks, and we know that. But to answer your question, you know, there's always an excitement for this week. You know, it's been a huge rivalry. This is the, and if I'm following John Easter, the director of the radio station at Ben Davis, correctly, he's a longtime friend of mine, this is the 99th meeting between the two schools, and I believe the overall record is Warren Central 57, Ben Davis 40, and I think there are two ties. I think that's how the record goes to get to 99. So next year will be the 100th meeting. So you know, this is always a big one, East Side West Side rivalry. It's always been a rivalry, even when I was a kid. You know, we lost to Ben Davis 28-27 when I was a junior. Beat Ben Davis 24-7 when I was a senior.
That memory.
Yeah. And so it's always been an East Side, West Side rivalry. You know, you go all the way back to my junior year. The kicker for Ben Davis at the time was Morton Anderson, who's now in the NFL Hall of Fame as the NFL's all-time leading scorer. So he was the kicker for Ben Davis. You start looking at the who's and the what's that have played in this game, and you got the Jeremy Finches and the Desmond Tardys and the Darren Evans who played in the NFL and those kind of guys that have walked through. Then you go on the other side and you got the James Banks and the Steve Holmans who played for Ben Davis and just some of the knockdown drag out battles we've had. But we've got a huge task ahead of us. They've got a Division I quarterback in Tom Gronkowski who's excellent. They got a national recruit in Mark Zachary who plays both sides of the ball. They got great receivers in Skabinski and Williams. They got a Division I linebacker in Nyland Brown. Their O-line is excellent. Their D-line is excellent. They're 3-1, but they played nationally ranked IMG Academy last week, so you can't really look at that as as a regular high school game because they're a football factory. So they're really good. They're well coached. They do a great job, and it's going to be interesting to see how we match up. You know, I've talked on here several times how many young kids we're starting. You know, they start, I believe, of their 22 positions, 18 seniors. We start out of our 22 positions, 18 underclassmen. So it's just we're just opposites of each other. Next year, this team will be senior loaded, and some of these teams we're trying to catch up with now will not be. So it's just the way it is.
The way of the youth. But like you said, of course, an exciting game. I will be there. Thank you, Coach, for always coming down.
Thank you.
Give me your thoughts and opinions. And, yeah, good luck.